USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says it's time for the rich to finally pay their fair share. The president delivering remarks on leveling the playing field in the economy to give the middle class a break. The president saying with his bipartisan economic plan, the economy can bounce back from the pandemic.
We can build an economy that gives working people a fair shot this time. We can restore some sanity and fairness to our tax code. We can make the investments that we know are long overdue in this nation. That's exactly what my bipartisan infrastructure plan does.
The bill would make investments in roads, bridges, and highways, among other things. Flash flooding due to post-tropical cyclone Nicholas remains a possibility in southeast Louisiana, southern Mississippi and Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The number of border encounters in August 2021 was 208,887, four times higher than just 1 year ago. That's according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diana Harshberger tells Fox News that the United States needs to take action to stop the illegal flow of drugs at the southern border.
If you don't put, you know, speculation and you don't put legislation on these people bringing the drugs in, they're going to keep flowing. They're walking down the roads that we built to build the wall. And here you go. You see the fentanyl use up.
French officials say a drone strike has killed the suspected ISIS mastermind behind the terror attacks against U.S. soldiers in Niger. The attack killed four U.S. soldiers in 2017 and a half dozen French aid workers last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Reaction continuing to come in to Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, as he's taking heat over a conversation he allegedly had with the leader of the Chinese military back during the Trump administration, assuring China that the former president would not bomb them during his final weeks in office. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan criticizes Milley on Fox Business.
If this reporting is accurate, that General Milley went around commander-in-chief when it was President Trump, and actually, if he actually told the Chinese, hey, if we're going to do something, we're going to give you a heads up, that is so unconstitutional, so wrong.
Comedian Jim Brewer says he will not be performing at venues that require proof of COVID vaccinations for all guests.
Saturday Night Live alumni and stand-up comedian Jim Brewer has canceled shows in Michigan and New Jersey because the venues required all attendees to be vaccinated from COVID-19. Mr. Brewer on Fox News says he took it personal when Biden finger-wagged unvaccinated Americans.
When our leader put that out there and pointed the finger like we're the demons, I'm not vaccinated, I had COVID. You're not going to tell me about my body. I know my body. I know my morals. I know my faith. You don't come telling me and threaten me and everyone else as if we're the demons.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.